This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid are meeting in Rome Sunday as their governments look to turn a page on their relationship. New leaders in both the United States and Israel say they want to reset ties after the presidencies of Barack Obama and Donald Trump, while former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in power. Lapid said Sunday he told Blinken Israel's new government wants to rebuild ties with Democrats who control Congress and with the White House and U.S. President Joe Biden. Israel's new regime does align with the old when it comes to concern about Biden's interest in reviving the 2015 nuclear deal with the Jewish state's self-proclaimed arch enemy, Iran. Hong Kong police arrested a former senior journalist with the Apple Daily newspaper at the international airport on Sunday night on a suspected national security charge as he tried to leave the city, according to local media. It would be the seventh staffer at the pro-democracy Apple Daily to be arrested on national security grounds in recent weeks. The popular tabloid was forced to close following a raid by several hundred police on its headquarters on June 17th and the freezing of key assets and bank accounts. It printed its last edition just days ago on Thursday. Authorities say dozens of the paper's articles may have violated a China-imposed national security law, the first instance of authorities taking aim at media reports under the legislation. Critics of the law introduced last June say it's been used to suppress freedoms in the former British colony. Some of the critics also say the closure of Apple Daily marks the end of an era for media freedom in the city. The Hong Kong Journalists Association, reacting to reports of the airport arrest, condemned the incident. This is VOA News. The death toll after the collapse of a Florida apartment tower has risen to 9, the local mayor said Sunday. More than 3 days after the building fell as residents slept, more than 150 people still remain unaccounted for after Thursday's disaster, with the cause of the collapse under investigation. The search has been painstakingly slow, hampered in the early days by a fire burning deep in the debris mountain that officials have said they believe is now under control. They stress there yet may be survivors buried in the rubble. A group of Iranian lawmakers are working on a draft bill that could further restrict access to the internet, a reformist newspaper reported Sunday. The bill calls for, quote, organizing social media and the banning of virtual private networks or VPN software used widely by Iranians to bypass internet restrictions and blocks imposed on several social media websites, according to the newspaper. Internet users say there are concerns over the draft bill proposed by some conservative lawmakers who hold a majority in parliament since 2020. Instagram and WhatsApp are the only social media services available in Iran. Unlike Facebook and Twitter and the Telegram Messenger service, which are officially banned, but several Iranian figures use Twitter for official communications, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. At least 15 people were burnt alive or shot dead in a horrific attack in central Burundi after armed men blocked off a road and started killing travelers, security sources said Sunday. The ambush on Saturday night mirrors similar attacks staged in the East African country last year. Armed men barricaded a road with boulders and sprayed bullets into vehicles. They also poured petrol and set two buses on fire, burning passengers alive in what one witness says were scenes of horror. At least 13 people were torched alive and at least two shot dead, according to a witness and a local official. Al-Shabaab jihadists killed at least 12 people Sunday in a raid on a town and a military base in central Somalia, according to army and local officials. One source tells AFP the attackers were pushed back and many of them had to be killed. Without saying how many, he says the attack started with the detonation of a vehicle loaded with explosives. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab confirmed the attack and claims 34 soldiers at the military base had been killed. Authorities also announced Sunday they executed 21 Al-Shabaab members, the largest ever execution carried out in Somalia. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.